Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you looking for dice or accessories for your tabletop gaming? Look no further than Metallic Dice Games, a premium vendor of metallic and gemstone dice. Listeners of this podcast can receive 10% off any purchase anytime by using the promo code RBP10. So head on over to metallicdicegames.com for all your gaming needs. And don't forget to use the promo code RBP10 to save 10% on any purchase. Enjoy the show.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
Okay. Are you doing?
Hey, Jimmy, did you want to stop off at your apartment and unload a cat?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a good idea.
It is getting on in the evening as well. Like,
mm-hmm. Also,
perfect timing for, you know,
dusk
drug
is always
cells.
Yeah, very seedy, very like seedy, dark.
Do we want to do a stakeout? Do we want to send someone in to act like a buyer? Do we want to? How do we want to do this?
So, what does Sebastian look like?
Why don't we do both?
Sebastian Stan.
Yeah.
You look pretty seedy, man.
We can do both. What I was saying is,
like, two people sit in a car to stake it out and then have two people go in to see if he's there.
I still think having two people was a little shady to me.
Okay, one person go in and three people sit in a car, because that's not suspicious.
If we get caught staking out in a car, it's going to be suspicious whether there's one of us, two of us, or three of us.
Yeah, but two people in a car is less suspicious than three people.
I think it's a lot less suspicious than two people standing in the alley waiting to buy drugs off one person. That just screams that up.
We could have one person on the street, one person
that's
going
fine,
down
yes.
the alley, yeah. and then two people in the car pretending to bicker.
I can agree with that better. I just don't think there should be two people in the alley with waiting for the...
These are great ideas.
That's fair. This is what happens when you have an eye in.
Oh, man. All right. And we want to take Bud back here. Bud here to the hotel room or apartment.
You taking Bud to the apartment? I'm assuming Bud is her name.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yep, found it. I really like me some Budweiser, so I thought that was a clever name.
I was going to go with Rosebud, but
Rose,
all right.
Oh, that's... See? No.
I was thinking a completely different type of Bud, but...
A Rick Bud.
Yeah, Rick Bud.
Okay.
So anyways, one of you two should probably definitely stay in the alley.
Just gonna, I can stand in the alley.
From under there. Okay.
Oh, all right. Who's going to play seller?
The buyer.
Buyer. Yes. Don't be the seller. See, this is not... I should not go. That's you.
I think that was him.
Oh, yeah.
The person standing. The person standing in the alley
there
should be the buyer.
Yep. You got this.
The buyer will be Sebastian. Do you want to be on the street?
I'll take the street. Yeah.
All right. And then Jimmy, you're with me.
Yeah. AC suckers.
All right, you got it. This is the same night. Are you waiting?
Oh no, we're going. We're on a roll.
Yeah,
I feel like
same night.
Okay. Well, I guess unless we need to like cut time.
No, I think we're still good for another
for
40 minutes or so.
Okay, yeah. Cool, perfect.
We're okay for a little bit. It's 2:47.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Before you go, do we need a take off badges or anything?
Well, yeah, like,
don't go in your street clothes.
Yeah, well, okay, so what...
We'll hold both of your guys' badges.
What did these two people that we met in person actually look like? Like, how do they dress?
Rick was very slobby, like t-shirt, jeans, ripped jeans.
Okay, well, I guess Rick wouldn't matter because he wasn't a buyer of the spiral dust.
Right, but Chopra, I mean, we saw photos of him, and I'm assuming he looked average. Meh.
That's not entirely true. He lied to you when you asked about it. She saw a premonition of him buying it.
Yeah.
So you know that he has bought spiral dust before.
At least once.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, just because he wasn't on
today.
Oh,
that is true. Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't mean that he's not.
Okay, then what
he may not
is,
be a habitual user. He's probably...
The girl, I mean, was just... the image that you found in her booth, I mean, she was dressed nicely.
And Coppersmith.
Yeah, the...
Coppersmith?
Coopersmith, sorry, yeah.
I mean, again, just... general like casual dress, like
okay, so I don't think it really matters what we dress as long as we're not like wearing like a officer uniform or something, you know?
Yeah. Not the suit.
Yes, not to make it suspicious.
Yeah, wear your blue jeans and t-shirt.
As long as you're wearing something casual.
Maybe one that doesn't say, on it.
Does anyone got some sunglasses?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, no, sunglasses would be good, too.
You can definitely wear sunglasses.
Yeah. That's a good idea as well.
Can he have, James Bond sunglasses where they, read people?
Yeah, right. That'd be great.
That's probably a cipher, I'm sure.
No, that may be an artifact. You have to go through the book.
I have a belt and a scarf and a glove. That's all I got.
You guys have ciphers that do things, so don't be afraid to use them.
I got a thinking cap. Mine kills stuff or makes it smarter.
I have one that only works in recursions. I have one that gives you rook lore.
If when you go to rook?
Uh-huh.
If you go to rook.
If we go to rook.
I don't remember if you do in this game.
And I have one that can be used on an object to make it more powerful.
I got an effort enhancer, which basically you can apply one level of enhancer. Oh, yeah.
No, that's why I was looking at it, and I was like, what?
Mine's a manipulation game. My bad. Try to keep
it. Yeah, so I have one that, yeah, it's a recursion specific, so it's almost like a port key.
Yep.
And then I have one that gives you rook lore and one that you can put onto a weapon.
Right.
That's all I got. Sorry, guys.
I don't think I have anything that's going to be of extra help here.
Okay. You guys do your stakeout or whatever it is. Sebastian is in the alleyway. Is that correct?
Yep.
You hang out for a while. You see people start going into the warehouse. You hear music when the door opens. Obviously, there's a bit of a party getting ready to begin. I assume you waited for the dead of night, so it's probably late, about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Because that's the dead of night.
Well, it's dark out at least.
Dead of night to Lucas.
I go to bed at 10.
I don't know.
So you kind of hang out for a while. You just, I mean, nobody really shows. You keep looking at your watch, your phone, whatever. Time just seems to pass rather slowly. It's like watching paint dry.
Well,
Around midnight or so, you hear some footsteps. Sound a bit like boots. It's dark.
And I don't see where the footsteps are coming from.
I mean, they're coming closer. You can hear that. Definitely hear that they're getting closer.
Is there street lamps or anything, or is it?
So the street lamps would be at the corner of the building, but not in the alleyway.
Okay.
So you get ambient light, but not.
You can kind of see, you can kind of get the silhouette of somebody coming closer, but it's hard to tell who or what it is.
Okay. Do we have a communication thing, or are they watching me?
I don't know. You set this up.
We didn't come up with a call sign or anything.
Yeah.
No, I assume we do have some kind of communication with each other, whether they're,
I wouldn't say an earbud. You wouldn't have one of those, but.
You might be wearing a wire or something.
Your
cell
phone could be on one way, where we can hear it, or.
It's a possibility.
I would say just a one way so we can hear your conversation.
Right. And then if you need something, you have a catchphrase Italians are quiet or something,
the milk is white.
Exactly. Or, oh, crap, I dropped the bottle. That would probably be a good one.
You could also just scream help. We'll come get you.
Yeah, but we don't want Leroy to get the heads up.
We want to spook him before we get there.
So I guess.
This individual comes closer to you. What are you doing?
Is it kind of he's just kind of shadowy, right? I can't really see much. So it's right. Hey, is somebody there? Or I know he's obviously walking towards me.
Right. So you ask aloud if there's somebody there.
Yeah.
Footsteps stop. You hear a gruff little voice. Can I help you?
I'll just go right into it. I was looking for.
I don't know if you want to say it. Just a.
Well, I was. Just gonna say the substance.
There you go.
Spiral.
I was looking for a spiral.
And I was gonna be like, no, bad idea.
I was looking to purchase spiral dust.
What's your name?
Wait, did they call it something else? Or was it always just spiral dust?
Spiral dust.
I just didn't know if it had a street name, angel dust or,
I can't remember.
No, the street name is spiral dust.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
Or, the dust or. Something along that
the
way.
Dust. Give me SD.
Because like somebody who's like not a user STD. Isn't going to be like, I need spiral dust. They're going to be like, I need the dust. Like, you want to act a little manic.
I want to see spirals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
So yeah,
that's my wisdom that I imparted on you before you left.
Say, my name's Steve.
Of course it is. And how much you want?
I was looking to get about a vial.
All right. You hear like some kind of glass tinkling as if someone was rummaging through a bag or a pocket. And, thank you for that. Out comes a little bit of you see kind of like a blue, almost a blue glow that seems to glow in this individual's hand. And he kind of twists and turns it, shakes it up a little bit. That'll be 150.
Alrighty. I guess we didn't talk about what we were doing.
You're buying dust.
I guess I'll just, I take my wallet out.
Hey, Jimmy, I think we should go around the back way of the alleyway to stop him.
I mean, you don't even know this
really
is...
well. I don't know. Well,
no, we have the one-way conversation, so we know what's happening.
All right, fair enough.
You're not in the car anymore.
All right. Let's go start walking, I guess. All right. Well, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to take out my wallet and hand you the $150.
He hands you the dust.
All $1 bills.
It's all $1. Pennies and shit.
Oh my gosh. That'd be amazing. That's the best distraction ever. The corner hasn't been kind these days.
You gotta be like, one, two. Gotta lick your thumb between every one. Four.
So you hand him the cash. He hands you the vial. It's nice doing business with you. And he starts to continue to walk.
Which way is he walking?
Towards Daniel or towards me and Jimmy?
I don't know exactly where you guys are at. So.
We would be behind where he, we would be where he came from.
Okay.
Daniel would be behind Sebastian.
Then poor Daniel, he's walking that direction.
So you would have to say something about which way he was going. So you'd be like, the crow flies south or something.
Is this north south?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't just make matter. Him a direction. Just,
I mean, it's just you'd have to say something to him so that way we would hear it because it's a one-way conversation.
You have to alert us so we know which way he's going.
Right. Because we don't fully know.
He's coming to you.
Yeah. You don't want to be like, Otto, heads up.
Yeah.
You could be carry on, little pony or something. So he's going that way, because he's carrying on the direction he was coming from or going to.
Well, we can see that he's walking that way. Turn on your car. I'm going to turn on the car. I start driving that
way. Car wouldn't fit down that alleyway.
Oh, man.
I mean, you guys can see him, but I still can't. So, because I'm just kind of waiting, just walking up and down the street, kind of walking the block and stuff.
So, I'm going to grab your hand, Jimmy, and I'm going to take you down the alleyway like we're a couple.
Oh,
okay.
Nice. Oh, this is sweet. I like this.
I guess I'm just going to slowly start walking towards them.
Yeah. So we're going to pass you, So then you can go, towards the car, and I'll just, kind of slide you the keys as we're walking past each other.
Yeah.
Evening.
And then since I still have the one-way open, I guess when I'm out of, an audible range, I can kind of, give him a cue that it's coming his direction.
Yeah.
By the time you get there, Leroy is going to already be at the other end.
Okay.
Yeah. But was he wearing a trench coat and a...
Yeah.
Hat.
Well, and I heard the boots.
From what you could tell, it's dark.
So I assume you would know.
Yeah.
If
I recognize him, I'm gonna act. But that, when it gets to my,
so we're following this man. Mm-hmm. We pass by Sebastian.
Holding hands.
Roll for me.
Oh man.
The two of you who are walking behind him.
Oh no.
I need a stealth roll. Would that be under speed, probably?
Yeah. I would say
it's not necessarily that we're trying to be stealthy, just not incognito. Like maybe we're going to the rave or something.
It's not necessarily stealth, but it's more whether or not he would be suspicious of you.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you stick out.
Not even so much, I mean, that
you guys, like, you guys are trying to act natural but aren't being natural, so you're trying to blend
in. He knows this area. For it, to him, it would be strange for someone to just jaunt down a dark alleyway.
Just find a quiet place to settle.
All right.
Yeah, dark deeds happen in dark alleys.
Sure.
Just saying.
All right. Do we have any, like, you're not giving us a number, are you? This is just going to be a straight roll.
I'm nervous. Ah, oh, I got a 5.
It's a 17 for me.
Okay. He doesn't seem to be bothered.
So I'm wearing heels, so I make noise.
He thinks it's odd, but he doesn't seem to be bothered by you guys walking behind him.
I wouldn't say that we are close behind him, but I would say that we are. You would be able to hear us down the alleyway.
Yeah. Otto would definitely hear boots steps.
Like cowboy boot steps?
Definitely.
Not like,
definitely
not
sounds
like
cowboy
stiletto
boots.
Heel boot steps.
Definitely sounds like cowboy boots.
He's coming towards you, Otto.
All right. I'm going to prepare then.
I'm
going to kind of tighten my wraps. Mm-hmm. His wraps. And just be ready for him.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to punch him, or what? Yep. Do you... Gotcha.
The intent is to knock him out. The estate wants him.
That's fair. I mean, yeah. The best thing to do is to catch him by surprise if you can.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love this.
He steps out of the alley.
All right. Oh, well, I'm a swinging.
I feel like clothesline would have been better.
What'd you roll?
I'm going to roll my, spend my XP, my last XP to re-roll that.
That was a good old 2.
Yeah. Big old 2.
Frank, let's apply some effort to this as well.
Probably wise.
Because I don't have any, oh, wait, no. So I'm going to use my effort enhancer to use one level of effect. Oh, that's non-combat. I can't. Never mind. But you can use effort for combat normally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
There might be a special rule to it, but you can. So that'll put me down to 11 might. It'll reduce it by one step. Is that what you're looking up right now?
Oh,
no,
I should have given
you this
module.
I'm trying to see if his stats are in here.
Oh, okay. Right. Ooh, 18. With
that's
one,
so much better.
With
that's
one level of effort.
Woo!
And I have no edge in might, so.
You rolled an 18?
Mm-hmm.
So how impossible was it?
Yeah. You miss.
They I said mean, he, they we said did he, try they, to surprise
they,
him.
They said so. He was about 90% quickened, so he might have some kind of defensive abilities, but I doubt he's going to... I mean, that was a pretty good roll, but...
It was a really good roll, and it was kind of surprise, because he heard us behind him, so if he was going to be suspicious of anything, he'd be thinking behind, not in front of.
So maybe I got 2 tiers down, for one for surprise and one for my effort. We'll see.
We'll see how mean Lucas wants to be.
How merciful.
Problem is,
it
doesn't tell me what level he is. It tells me what level he is for specific skills.
Are they BB kind?
Oh, sorry. There it is. I'm an idiot. Yeah, no, you hit him. You punch him on the side of the head.
Deals 4 damage.
Crack.
Okay.
Oh crap, that's
right. I got 2 for my fist, and it's mod by 2 for unarmed attacks because I'm a spinner who needs no weapons.
All right, so you punch him in the side of the head, and as he walks out, he kind of stumbles a little bit and spins around. And when he spins around, you see a giant sawn-off shotgun come out of his jacket, pointed directly at your face.
Okay,
as he kind of cracks his neck and goes, "Who the fuck are you?" And he's taking some steps back.
Does this look like the guy that we're looking
now
for?
Now that you're in light, he okay. definitely looks like Walker Texas Ranger. Sure.
You
should be like, no, I was trying to hit Steve. I'm so sorry. Like, that's what I would do.
No.
You got about 5 seconds to speak before you lose your face.
Be like,
can we see the shotgun going on? Like, this whole
pulled out?
At this point, probably, yeah.
So we're all running, right?
So I'm totally dropping.
You were going the opposite direction.
Oh, I'm going to the car.
You were at the car, yeah.
But you probably heard...
I'm probably driving around.
You probably just heard somebody go, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Behind you.
That's when you run to the car, man.
All right, so she lets go of my hand. I'm going to start running with her.
I'm going to say... So you didn't want to do this, just come with us.
He just kind of laughs, and He takes the shotgun and goes, ch-ch.
That's fine. I'm standing my ground. Hopefully that someone can do some kind of mid-range to long-range attacks. Anybody got something?
I was kind of hoping Jimmy would just like total like football tackle him.
I was going to try.
At this point, you guys are running, right? Towards them?
He is, yeah.
Any kind of mind thrust so that's over
not,
there, Paradox?
That's not being
anything?
Hidden, so there's no need to
any kind of mind
against that. Let's see here. Where are we at? So you got off that attack.
How far are we away?
Do you roll for initiative, Otto?
This is just base d20, right?
Yeah.
18.
Okay. So that puts you before him. You two aren't there yet, but you're on your way. It's going to take you like a round or so to get there.
Okay.
So it is on you. You are unarmed and there's a shotgun in your face. I mean, he's back a few steps, but...
Could I try to disarm him without that being 19 or 20? Is that possible in this scenario?
Oh, boy.
I know when you're fighting, 19s and 20 are typically stuff like that where you can disarm them or you can make them go prone.
I would say you would most likely have to crit to disarm him, but okay. You can attempt to grab the gun if you want.
Like,
or
to
you can
point it away from
to
him.
Push him.
Well, no, because that's... He's going to fire, and that's going to be bad, and...
Might burn a little.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be loud, and...
Than your side.
I mean, you could try talking to him. I would... Just a thought. I would be like, try to get him to keep talking rather than... Like, get him to monologue rather than shoot you, if you can. I don't know if you can.
I kind of already started talking to him, and he talked a shotgun, and then we rolled initiative, so... I guess I'm going to try to hit him again, then.
Okay. It's not a surprise anymore. No bonuses there.
You're going to try to judo chop him.
7.
Sorry, I forgot. He does.
Be high.
He is wearing a little bit of armor because of his jacket.
That's strange.
Yeah, that's a whiff. Like he just dodges out of your way. He kind of chuckles at you, and he rests his shotgun in the crook of his arm, reaches in his pocket and grabs his cigarettes and puts one in his mouth and goes, "Mind if I smoke while we talk?"
And look at him and say, "Be my guest. This is all I wanted from the start."
This is the man who initiated it with a punch.
He takes his takes the cigarette, puts it in his mouth. He lights his lighter, or he takes his lighter, which is like a Zippo, and he winks at you and he flicks it open.
Oh,
and he disappears.
I figured that
no!
was going to happen. There wasn't much else I could have done about it.
You guys exit the alleyway, and he vanishes.
Shit.
What I miss? He was here, right?
He'd
be like mid-tackle.
Because I felt like he would, like, you were going running, like football style,
yeah,
where
I
like
totally
you were
was.
About to take him
I
out at
good.
The middle.
I mean, you were, but yeah, like, you guys were like around.
So
away,
like you just keep running and you like go into the street and then you almost hit him with the car as you like swing around.
I mean, had you actually smacked him on the second hit, he probably would have shot at you rather than done that. But he vanishes.
Yeah, he used a cipher.
Balls.
I need again perception intelligence rolls from everybody.
Here I go.
Oh, man.
Got a 13 with one,
17.
With one edge.
17 with one edge.
13, 0 edge. 7.
Once again, the 17. The 17, you notice that there is, there's a vial on the ground that probably fell out of his jacket when he was hit. You also see a business card laying down there.
Hmm. I pick up both.
That's interesting.
And I will.
Now we got two vials of spiral dust.
Is there dust inside of the vial?
There is. It's full.
Okay.
It's a full vial.
Let's go sell this Cooper Smith.
Yeah.
She'll pay top notch for it.
What does the business card say as I look at it?
On the card, it says Seattle's Pioneer Square. It is the name of. Oh, sorry. I'm reading that wrong. It is the name of an apartment complex in Seattle's Pioneer Square neighborhood.
Seattle's Pioneer.
Why would he be carrying that for, though?
On the back of it, it actually specifies apartment number 27B.
Okay. Oh,
Why would he be carrying this? And did he drop it intentionally?
Day job, dude.
Is this a key card?
Yeah, but
no, it's literally a business card for the apartment complex. There's handwritten on the back is an apartment number.
There's no way this guy isn't experienced in a way. There's no way he would carry this. I'm almost wondering if he left it intentionally.
When you hit him, you heard the tink, tink, tink of a vial. Like, you can assume things fell out of his pocket.
Yeah, but still, it all happened so quick. Even if it's not intentional, I'm still wondering why he's.
Or perhaps it fell out like when he grabbed his cigarettes out of his pocket,
or pulled out his gun.
Right. Maybe he's not that organized. Maybe he is. I don't know.
Maybe he just rustled things loose, man. A good knock to the head will.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, look at Jimmy.
Apparently, wasn't good enough, but
yeah, right.
So, you now have a new thread.
We also got the murder investigation that we can always go into.
Yep.
I'm gonna ask if you're okay. Otto.
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I didn't take no hits.
Well, your hand did.
Well, yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm used to this as I unwrap my.
Yeah. Okay. You don't use weapons, do you?
Nope.
You're a hitty.
I have a weapon, but I don't use it.
You're a punchy punchy.
I assume you come flying around in the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Where'd he go?
He used the cipher, got away.
Well, I didn't fully get away, and I'll show you guys the card.
Well.
At least that's still in Seattle.
Yeah.
Looks like we have a place to go after a little bit of sleep.
Two places to go.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Portland, right? Is the other one?
It wasn't quite Portland, was it?
Not quite.
It was Lake of the Pine.
Which was southwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, southwest of Seattle.
Yeah. Okay.
So you guys are standing in the street. What do you want to do?
Because it's pretty late at night because we waited.
Sure did.
We waited late for the stakeout for this guy just for him to, you know.
Sure did. Can I have a pencil, please?
Smoke his cigarette cipher and disappear.
Well, that went well.
Yeah.
Because you were about to tackle him.
I was. I was running real fast trying to get to him, but.
Did you tackle him or did you?
He tried. Right as he disappeared, you like went down for the tackle and like went through where
just kind of skidded right through.
Yeah.
I had to feel good.
Yeah.
I'm driving the car around, right?
Yes, you were in the car.
Yeah, you come around with the car.
just standing there, dumbfounded.
You see three other people standing there.
We should have expected it. I mean, they did tell us that he was awakened.
Quickened.
I always forget it. What it is.
Think of Lucas's favorite franchise. Highlander.
Highlander, the quickening.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of the crow for a second.
That's all I was thinking too.
I was like,
somebody
crow.
Needs to be educated.
The crow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Cody went with the dragon's lair. This is the crow's nest.
By the way. Oh, okay.
It's the name of the studio.
Oh.
Makes sense.
As if anyone would not guess that. Mm.
There are no words.
There like need not be.
Upstairs. It's a curse.
Right, it should be like in the attic, but all right.
So the only thing we knew about this guy was that he was the dealer of the
spiral dust.
Spiral dust.
The strange myth.
Uh-huh. I believe it was you, Daniel, that found the business card with the apartment number on it.
Yeah, because it was left there. I think
it fell out of his pocket.
Yeah,
and you got a vial full of it too, didn't you?
Yeah,
you do have a vial of spiral dust.
I do.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So we can recollect in the morning.
Sebastian? Yeah. Sebastian, take us back to our sleeping quarters.
So I guess right now the only lead we have left is. Oh, crap, I turned my
page. The card we found with the apartment?
Yeah, the 27B at Seattle's Pioneer Square, the Tynes. Nope.
Lake of the Pines Motel is a different thing.
Wait, was the card an apartment or a motel?
The card was an apartment. The motel is a different thing.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yep. Because one's in Oregon. No, they're both in Washington.
Yep.
Yep. So, do we recoup, get some rest, and then head out that
way? I mean, let's say it's like probably, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Sure.
Italy.
So we should probably sleep until at least like 7.
Yeah.
get like 5 hours sleep, 4 hours sleep, something like that.
Yeah, sure. Do we have, does the estate have residence for us, or do we
not? Yeah, you can probably sleep in a temporary place.
They got cots for us.
I mean, they have some housing. They have some housing for cadets, so.
Okay.
Yeah. We ain't cadets no more, though. We graduated.
True, but if you need to, you can stay. They'll let you stay.
Okay.
All right, so I guess that we'll do that.
Cool. Next day.
Oh, yeah, stretched.
I don't know, are you guys reporting to anyone, or are you just...
Well, yeah, shouldn't we call...
Oh, crap,
the,
we should do that dude.
The dude that you stole his alcohol?
He gave it to me. He didn't, I didn't steal it. I asked. That was Keaton. S.O. Keaton. Right?
Yeah, it sounds like S.O. Keaton.
You're drunk.
I think.
Yep.
That is correct.
Let's go to Keaton's office and just give him an update.
Okay.
We might see our old friend.
Yeah, I mean, you sleep well. No big issue. You guys can visit Keaton in the morning if you want.
We'll do that. We'll go to his office.
Cool. You see him in there, just taking away at the computer. Can I help you?
Oh, man, I'm not the talker, but all right.
You're the one who wanted to go.
I did. Hey, it's not about booze or anything. I'm just wanted to give you a heads up and, like, tell you where we're at in our research or our findings, I guess.
What do you got?
So we went through the three leads and found out that the girl Melissa Romanoff.
Yep.
Romano. Not even close. I don't know why you guys let me talk.
You chose to again.
I guess. my notes are horrible. So I guess Melissa skipped out of town. Have you heard anything about this?
Have not.
And we also ran into our good old friend Leroy.
And I presume since he's not here in custody, you let him go.
Yeah.
See, that badge is doing really well for you.
Wasn't my fault. I wasn't there.
He escaped using a cipher, so we can confirm that he is quickened.
Well, you were warned.
Yeah. We were warned that it was a possibility, so we weren't ready for it. Threw me off.
Anything else?
We did pick up a vial of the spiral dust stuff.
Really?
Yeah. You saw the vial, right? Oh, no. You have the vial.
I have it. So I will hand him the vial.
All right.
Yeah, let's hand the drunk a vial of drugs.
Well, he just kind of looks at it, shakes it a little. I'll get this down to Hertzfeld. He just kind of sits on his desk.
Okay.
Anything else?
And then the other guy, who is the other guy we investigated?
Chopra. Right?
Chopra's roommate.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but we also found out that apparently Chopra also skipped town as well.
And is staying at that motel where somebody died.
That's right. Basically about as much as we could get done with the time given yesterday. So I guess we decided we would want to report back to you. Just let you know how our progress is going.
All right. Well, get back to work then.
All right.
Where to?
Do we want to do Lake of the Pines or do we want to do the apartment?
I guess the apartment, since we actually have a number and stuff, that's actually one of our more solid
ones. Wasn't there... Did we read something about the Pines Motel?
Yeah, the guy died. Mm-hmm. An unidentified mm-hmm. male found stabbed to death. ID was stolen, face disfigured. He was of South Asian descent. Date was 2 days ago. No update, no weapon, no forced entry. I take notes.
Yeah. I need to bring my notebook so I can take notes, but I always forget it.
She's a smart one. I just can't keep talking to her.
I say we go to the motel. I say that think the sooner we get there, the more likely there will be evidence left.
Okay.
I have a feeling that whatever is at the apartment is Leroy, and he's probably not there right now.
Yeah, I mean...
just a thought.
Even if he is, he's probably... why would he carry a card on him, though, of his own apartment? That makes no sense. Unless he wants to be found.
I mean... you never know.
I mean, if he wanted to be found, he probably wouldn't have ran the first place, so...
right.
Yeah.
So it's probably a trap.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, I say the motel first just because if there's any evidence left there, we have a higher chance of finding it the sooner we go.
I like
Sounds
it.
Good.
To the Strange Mobile.
Okay.
Can it be the Ghostbusters car?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's driving?
Josh. Sebastian.
I get, yep.
Yeah, probably you.
I guess I'm driving.
He likes to go fast.
Okay.
Who's the navigator?
Apartment, you said?
No, we're going to the motel. No,
hotel, sorry. I got confused there, but I was like...
we don't need that. We don't give Lucas more ideas.
yeah, right?
It's about 2.5 hour drive down there.
Oh, boy.
You pull up to a...
even the dog is angry.
Shit, hotel. It's pretty run down.
Is it just one story and two stories?
Yeah, it's one of the one. It's a one story. All the doors are outside. All the apartment doors.
So totally
are outside.
What you see in like all the movies.
Absolutely.
And... or like in Hallville, you know.
Yep, that too.
All right. I guess we're gonna go find that door. And should we find the door first, or should we talk to the person owning the
place? Well, I don't think.
I think we should go to the place because I have a feeling if somebody was murdered in that room, we're not gonna be allowed in.
Also, we probably don't know which room it is. It probably didn't say what room it was. And
if you drive around the outside of it, you'll see one with police tape on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
But we should at least go say, "Hey, we're from the." I always want to call it the Bureau. Is that right?
The estate.
The estate.
Don't forget about our cool badges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now would be a good time to use our badges to try to get in.
I know our badges are supposed to have more pull, but do we want to try to pretend we're from a different agency? Would that do better at all?
I mean, it didn't work for us. We tried to go around our badges.
We tried. Yeah, you weren't there for that. It wasn't pretty.
Well, we explained it to him. Yeah. So,
still wasn't pretty.
No, still not.
Definitely not pretty. So I say we just say that we're from the Bureau, or at least two of us can, and then if that doesn't work, then we can say we're from a different Bureau.
Okay. I'll sit back and...
all right. So how about you and Sebastian sit back, and Derek and I, since we're not so good at this, we'll go forward.
So bad.
Okay.
All right. So we'll go up to the front desk person, I guess.
Okay. You see... older-looking woman.
All right. Excuse me, miss.
Mm-hmm. I'll help you.
We're here with the estate, and we need to get into the police tape room. I don't know. What's
security room.
Yeah, we need to get into the room where the man was murdered. We believe we might have identified him.
I'll show her my badge.
Yeah, I have no idea what the estate is. And that room is marked off.
Right. We're like the FBI.
Uh-huh.
Very, very secretive FBI.
Right. So we need in that room, please.
You're going to have to be much more persuasive than that with a roll, probably.
I don't know. What should we say? Derek, you're supposed to be better.
I was watching the professional work. are you going to roll?
You need some sort of persuasion or something.
Okay. We're with the FBI. We need to make sure that he didn't leave anything behind.
Deception was off speed, wasn't it? Because that was one of your things.
Yeah, so deceiving, persuasion, and yeah, that's all speed-based.
It's all speed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I'm a good liar, too.
So what's the level?
Well, she has absolutely no idea what the estate is.
Well, I told her it's that we're part of the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So... she knows what the FBI is, I assume.
It's a pretty fresh scene. Probably a level 4.
12?
Yep. That's math.
Okay. I got a 6. Didn't work.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she's like, I don't think I can just let random people in there. I'm sorry.
We're not random people, and I'll show her like the badge again and be like, we are part of the FBI. We need in that room.
She puts on some glasses. It's very shiny.
Ma'am, we're part of the police force, and we're just doing some more investigation. There were some doors that were opened up. You know, they kind of lost track. We're just stepping in to see if we can find some more loose ends, to tie some loose ends together. Did you know the person that died in there?
I don't know anyone that dies in here.
That died in your room, not in here, but in your room that you sold.
Right. Yeah, I don't get really anyone's name, and if I do, it's probably fake.
Oh, so those kind of hotels, huh? What kind of establishment
do you remember the man?
Younger gentleman, maybe late 20s.
Was he wearing sunglasses? Did he seem like he was on drugs? Did he seem nervous?
Was he wearing sunglasses?
I asked that question.
Oh, balls.
I believe he might have been.
Okay. Was there anybody with him?
Nope.
Did anybody check in after him that night?
As you can see, this place isn't exactly booming.
Do you work here by yourself?
Nope.
Who else works here?
My son runs the counter sometimes.
Mm. Was he working that night?
Nope, I was.
Okay. Sweet. What's your name, ma'am?
Esther.
Esther. Esther, that's such a pretty name. Esther, we just need to see inside that room. Is there any chance you just get us in there? We just want to look around. We're not going to take anything. We're just going to try to help.
With the investigation.
With the investigation.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you yourself go call up the local detectives and see if they'll let you in there.
I kind of want to intervene. Dink, have they probably been in there for a while?
Probably.
Yeah, they've been arguing probably for like 10 minutes.
Stevie would probably like poke her head out the door and be like, wide-eyed, like, help!
Okay, I am going to...
You gotta bring your charm.
She would probably text you. She would probably text you and be like, not going well.
Okay, I am...
She's so old.
My charm isn't working on there.
Because we established that if our estate badges don't work, we're going to do something else.
Right.
Are we going that extreme? Do we want to do that extreme?
No, I'm not. I'm going to walk in and I'm going to use spin identity.
Okay. What's that do?
You convince all intelligent creatures you can see, hear, and understand that you are someone or something other than who you actually are. You don't impersonate a specific individual known to the victim. Instead, you convince them that you are someone they do not know belonging to a certain category of people.
He could be the detective.
AKA, he could be a local detective.
So that's why I'm going to go in, and as I'm going to go in, going to say, what's taking so long? They gonna give us access to the room?
No, is that a... I imagine there's a role involved.
There's still a role,
And who are you?
I'm gonna walk up, I'm gonna flash my badge.
Another one.
Well, it's...
She believes it's a local detective badge, or she would.
Assuming I pass my role, right. Yes.
You'll roll for it real quick.
Alright, so...
What are you rolling? Is it another speed roll?
This one's intelligent-based. It's an intelligent-based skill.
Oh, okay.
It's a fancy skill to have.
And the only other thing one is...
Does it cost you points?
Yeah, it costs me 2 points, and it's one for any additional victim. But since she's the only one, I think, that I'm trying to fool.
Yep.
Unless there's someone else in there with her.
She's by herself.
Yeah, so... yeah, I I assume my spin identity would work, but I still have to roll to convince her to. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I assume this will help me out.
Yep.
And I got...
So it'll drop it down to a level 3.
And then I got an edge of 1. So that'll make it a 2.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I gotta get a 6 or better.
Yep.
It's typically good odds.
All yeah. Right.
Nat 20.
It's a good start.
She immediately recognizes you apparently as a detective and gives you the key. Just says, don't take too long. I'm sure that other people are still trying to come back to investigate the place.
Thank you. Like, I'm sorry about these two. They're new.
It's all right.
They got to get some kind of fuel training in. All right, let's head out.
Esther, you've been so kind.
Thank you.
All right, so...
she goes back to her shitty coffee.
Mm. And in the book, I think it says that she is convinced that I am who I said I was for up to 1 hour.
Okay.
Unless we reveal ourselves otherwise by doing something stupid, basically.
Cool.
Sweet. So we have roughly 45 minutes to get this done and over with.
Yep.
Sweet.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you've got a key. You can walk into the room.
What room is it?
I don't know if it matters.
I don't even know if it says, to be honest. It's room 3. It doesn't really matter.
Room 3 it is.
So you walk into room 3. And you are all hit with an overwhelming scent of copper, which is...
I like pennies.
Very much...
nauseating?
Yes. It's very nauseating. In fact, give me a... wouldn't be... it'd probably be a speed. Give me a speed defense roll.
I don't remember how to do this.
Just roll. It's a level. It's a level 2. Like if you can roll at least a 6.
I got an 8.
9.
4.
2. Yeah.
So the two of you immediately walk back out and vomit. The other two are
rolling their eyes,
covering their noses, and wandering about. So the room's not large. It's probably, you know, 11 by 11 room. There's a bathroom off to one side. A small closet, just like your normal motel type room. It does appear to have been tossed. You can definitely tell there's a struggle in here. There's a very large blood stain on the carpet. There's a broken lamp. There is a broken chair. The bedspread is kind of tossed over to one side. None of the blankets are on it. None of the blankets are on the mattress. Huh. Mattress appears to be not off the bed, but like definitely shifted over, hanging over one side. If you walk into the bathroom, you'll find a broken mirror. You'll see some spatter on the wall in there. I mean, it looks like somebody just came in with a fucking chainsaw and then destroyed the place. It's pretty bad.
But the only thing he had was just like a mutilated face?
He was stabbed multiple times.
Okay, yeah.
And then
right.
His face was mutilated, yes.
Got it, okay.
The dead body's still there.
No.
Oh.
That'd be weird if it was.
I know. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
That would probably be in the local morgue.
Are there any personal effects at all, like a backpack or maybe like a car key?
Not that you're finding. You can probably logically assume that anything that was found in here was taken as evidence.
Yeah, that's why I said I just figured we'd come here and scope it out to see if there was any evidence that we could find left behind.
Give me...
Stevie's going to get on the floor and look underneath the bed for sure.
Sure. The two of you that are still in the room, give me... I was using intellect to search, wasn't I? Go ahead and give me intellect.
Hold on.
Nope, I only got an 8.
I'm switching dice.
Okay.
Me too.
I'm being superstitious. 14.
Okay. You crawl under the bed. You find some trace amounts of some sort of blue dust that you can assume is probably spiral dust. But it's a very, very trace amount. It looks like salt.
Would I be able to, like, if I had like a little baggie, like scoop some of it in there?
No, I mean, this is so minimal that it's like picking up salt off a table with your finger. That's how minimal it is.
So could I get a piece of tape?
Sure.
And collect it and put it in my pocket.
Yeah, lick your finger and then touch it.
Yeah. Yep, those are drugs.
Yep. I just want to make sure that it is what we think it is. Collecting evidence, y'all.
Just go around touching the blood.
Yep, have fun.
And we know that this guy was not Chopra, yeah?
We don't know that.
We believe it is him.
Well, she said he was
20s.
Asian feature. Wait. Who?
She didn't say anything about what nationality was.
It was younger man in his late 20s.
Right. It was a younger man, late 20s. What the paper said was he was of South Asian descent.
South Asian.
And does that match?
That would match Chopra.
Okay.
We believe.
That's why we thought it was him then.
Because mm-hmm. we looked up his Facebook page or something. Yeah.
Is it common to see a Southern Asian person in these areas at this time?
In Oregon?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm just curious.
We're in Washington. We're not in Oregon. Oh.
I mean, sure. I don't know.
I was just like,
I wouldn't, I wouldn't help. Have an answer for that.
If we're talking about Seattle or area, then yes.
Probably.
Yeah, okay. I would assume like that's a rare breed.
No, this isn't like the backwoods of Kentucky.
Right. All right. Yeah. I was curious. All right. Drugs, blood everywhere. Copper. Why copper?
Blood.
Wow. I guess my brain just goes to iron.
Yeah, it's an iron.
It's because he was drinking a bunch of Moscow mules. Duh.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was.
Obviously.
There you go.
Knew it.
Delicious.
So, well, I would find that very attractive.
Yes, yes, you would.
Blood.
Blood inside mules. Of his copper mug.
Delicious. All right, well.
Yeah. That's about all you guys find.
My copper.
What else do we find?
That's really about it.
Oh, really?
Whatever was in here was probably cleaned out by the police and detectives.
Sorry for wasting our time. I figured it would be a good place to start, at least.
I agree.
At least we can check it off the list.
So
you can assume that they probably have the body at the corner.
Right. Yeah.
You want to go to the corner?
Well, yes, but let's go to talk to Esther, give her back the key.
Do we want to? She was so
We have
bad.
To give her back the key.
I mean, she was just doing her job, technically.
Esther.
Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Okay.
Sorry. I always want to call you Mike, because like, to me, in your head, like in my head, you're Mike. A cop. Mm. So and a normal cop name is Mike. Just saying.
Just Mike.
We love all the Mikes out there. But.
Yeah, we'll go back to Esther.
Yeah.
Fine.
Do we have anything we could actually use to help us identify the body with? Does anyone have any ciphers or any skills or any?
So I can do the hand thingy.
I'm really good at
breaking
down doors.
The learn one random fact about a person or a location that is pertinent to that topic I designate.
Doesn't that person have to have a beating heart?
It does not say that.
Are you sure?
Yes, because I can do a person or a location. Locations do not have beating hearts. The last time I remember,
I thought you were getting the location from someone.
No,
okay.
You'd be surprised in the strange
because we used it for heartbeats. The mouth thingies.
You did give me a smart cap,
right?
Yep.
So I do have a smart cap still. Yeah, ready.
So I can do that in the room if we want.
Maybe.
It's just we have to have a specific like question.
Who died here? No, we can find that in the court.
Right. Yeah. So, like, if you want...
Who murdered him?
Right, we could do that.
It'd solve a lot of problems right now. Mm-hmm. All our questions would be answered. Ish.
Do you guys want to do that or no?
You could also choose to learn a creature's level if you want to, but not that we need that's important right now. I was just reading it to see if there's anything more specific we can get from it, but that your description was basically...
Mm-hmm.
You learn one random fact from a person or location. So I mean, I guess if you wanted to use your,
I can use it. So, what do we want to find out who killed him? Because we assume it's Chopra that died.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, are you able to just like use it to recreate
know what
the
happened
scene
here?
And see what
is,
happened?
Isn't that the same thing that you did with the drugs?
I did that with the drugs.
Yeah,
and then I also did that with the mouth moon thingies.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
The crescent moon.
Yeah.
Bat. Mouth creatures. Mouth so, breathers. Whatever you want to call them.
So we want to just know, like, what happened in that room or who it happened with.
We can probably find the body
pretty easily.
Or recreate
the scene or...
Yeah, but the thing is if they can't identify it and right. we don't have anything that will help us identify
it. You're so right.
This is probably the next best thing to figure out who was in the room.
Right.
Because we have a physical description of Chopra, so we could at least know if it's him or not.
I like
As
it.
For the...
So we could do like who was involved type thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that seem... Is that a fair
sure.
judgment?
Okay. Yeah.
So then I will spend my two to learn that. And I only have to spend one because I have a edge.
Yeah, right.
So
so you kind of just stand there, maybe touch the door or something,
mm-hmm.
close your eyes for a moment. You get one of those weird, you know, sort of foggy flashes like you did before.
Right.
And I believe I said you got like some muffled audio. So...
Mm-hmm.
You hear muffled sort of like a door knock, and through what appears to be the eyes of the individual staying in the room, your head swivels. You sort of hear someone say, "Who's there?" With a bit of what sounds more like a British accent. You hear a wah 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 behind the door. You can't quite understand what's being said. More Charlie Brown than anything.
Sweet.
You reach out. I'm just going to say you because this is
yeah,
you from
fine.
Your perspective. You reach out. You definitely can tell that your skin tone is more tan. Turn the doorknob and open it. And... You see a man in a Stetson hat and a long coat.
Leroy.
And you hear him, although muffled, hear say, "Got your fucking towels," and you see a knife come up, and that's when you come out.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Raincore's Brothel. You can tweet us at Raincores_brothel, and our archives can be found at raincoresbrothel.com.